You're listening to the Customer Success Career Coach. If you have any questions about working with a coach or a mentor, whether that's a good move for you or not, that's something that you should be doing, shouldn't be doing, how to go about finding a coach or mentor, then stay tuned because today's episode is all about coaching and mentorships for your professional and career development. Hi, I'm Carly Agar, and after 10 years of building my own career in the field, I'm now an award-winning career coach for current and aspiring customer success pros. And this is the first customer success podcast that gives you easy-to-apply strategies and tips to help you score your dream job, secure your next big promotion, or become the top performer on your team. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of career growth hacks to not only explore what's possible for you in your career, but help you decide where you want to go. And, of course, give you all the steps to get there. Welcome to the Customer Success Career Coach Podcast. Welcome back to another episode. This is episode 14 of the Customer Success Career Coach. I can't even believe that. That is crazy. Time is flying by, but I can't believe we've already done 14 episodes. Wow. If you are just joining for the first time, welcome. Thanks so much for being here. And again, I'll continue to say this every time, but if you are one of my loyal listeners, thank you for coming back. It honestly means the world to me. And another thing I'll keep saying is keep sending me your feedback, whether it's leaving a review, wherever you listen to your podcasts, sending me a quick note on LinkedIn. Even if you have ideas for future episodes, I would love to hear them. So the topic for today's episode was actually inspired by a panel that I got to participate on about a week and a half ago now. One of the questions from the audience, it was just like a live Q&A. I think there are maybe 100 people on there, not even. And I was one of three panelists. And somebody asked, how would you describe the benefit of working with a coach or a mentor? I might be butchering the exact language they used, but it was a question along those lines. And first of all, I thought that was such an awesome question because it's not something that, you know, when I look back at my career, I don't ever remember anyone telling me, like, you should get a mentor or do you need a coach or a mentor? Like, let me help you decide what the right step is for you. It's just not something that is talked about frequently, unless you're really lucky. If you are super lucky, you have a very supportive manager, or you just work at a company that highly values that kind of stuff, then maybe that's not the experience for you. But I would say for most of us, we're not being guided in our decision-making around potentially investing in a coach or working with a mentor. Another thing that inspired today's episode topic was I got to co-present on Jan Young's Office Hours. If you're not familiar with Jan Young, absolutely go follow her on LinkedIn. Definitely sign up for her Office Hours. It's just an incredible opportunity to network and to learn and have really great conversations. So anyway, I got to co-present with Jan a couple of days ago, and as people were joining the Zoom room, I just kind of like took a moment to appreciate these people who were joining this call. It was like noon on a Tuesday. The fact that these people, and there were, I don't know, maybe 60 people who joined, the fact that these people had taken time out of their day, like right smack in the middle of the day, to invest in professional growth, to invest time in networking, to learning a new topic, to having really like productive conversations about something that they are mostly new to. I just like had a moment of such appreciation for the folks that joined that call because it's not normal. So those of us who join these free events or paid events or whatever it is, or seek mentorship or seek coaching or seek out courses, whatever it is, any kind of growth lever, whatever form that is, that's not normal. We are like the 1% of people who are actively invested in our own growth, be it professional or personal. And I was thinking to myself, wow, like the folks, you listening to this right now, you're also the 1% because you're invested in growth. And that's just not normal. 99% of people are not doing the things that you're doing. And so I thought this would be a good topic for the podcast because as a listener, that tells me that you're someone who is invested in growth. And, you know, maybe not right now, but chances are, as someone who cares about their personal and professional development, you will probably at some point consider working with a coach or consider working with a mentor. And so I just thought, why not give you some guidance on how to go about that process, figuring out when is the right time for you? What is the right kind of help for you? Is it a mentor? Is it a coach? How do you know if that person is the right person for you? How do you think about the ROI of investing in something like that? And I have a lot of experience myself in working with mentors and coaches. And so I have a lot of personal perspective that I can share on the matter as well. It's also funny. I always like to just reflect before I start talking, which you can thank me for, because if I didn't take the time to reflect, I would just be rambling and rambling and rambling and probably never get to my point. But as I was reflecting in preparation to record this, I wrote down like another reason why I'm excited to talk about this is because no one talks about it. I don't really hear anyone else talk about this kind of stuff. And I definitely noticed that that is a theme. I think I write that down in almost every episode. I'm like, yeah, I want to talk about this because no one else does. I want to talk about this because no one else is. So I guess that's just kind of a recurring theme around here. So let's dive into the topic. And I want to start just by defining mentor versus coach. I'm sure everyone looks at them slightly differently, but the way that I look at it, and also, by the way, neither is right or wrong or good or bad. There are definitely some that won't fit this mold or this definition. But the way that I like to think about it is a mentor is, first of all, usually free. It's not usually a paid interaction. Mentors are typically providing their viewpoint. So what worked for them is the advice that they will bestow upon you. Mentors obviously want what's best for you, but to a degree, right? Because there is no exchange of money in that relationship. What I found is sometimes mentors will soften or dull their feedback. They're sometimes more of like a cheerleader there to make you feel good and give you some clarity, but they're not necessarily always going to give you that really harsh advice that maybe you need to hear. I also see mentors as people who typically are great for answering questions. So I think the way to get the most out of a mentor relationship is by bringing them really, really good questions. Now, the way that I think about coaches is a little bit different. And again, neither is right or wrong or good or bad. They just serve different purposes. So I see a coach as, rather than just sharing their viewpoint, so what's worked for them, is they are truly experts in something. It's less personal. It's less about their experience. It's more about their experience plus what they know to be true, either through studying or getting certifications or working with lots of people doing the thing that they're teaching, right? So it's a little bit more of like an expert, a broader viewpoint on the thing. Coaches, again, of course, hopefully want what's best for you, but they also have skin in the game regarding your success. And so because of that, because you are paying them for their service, they're going to tell you like it is, or at least they should. So they should not be softening their feedback. They should be telling you what you need to hear to get to your end result or whatever desired outcome that you mutually agreed upon. Now, unlike mentors, where I feel mentors really provide answers to questions, I feel that coaches tend to have more of a step-by-step. They have frameworks, they have resources, they have content to deliver to you to proactively answer questions that you're going to have or questions that you don't even know you should be asking. So it's much more proactive in nature rather than reactive. They're not always just waiting for you to ask questions. And if I was really going to oversimplify it, I just relate it back to like using the gym, because a trainer, I think, is someone that we all at least know what a personal trainer does, right? So it's a good analogy. So I think of, let's say that you are on a fitness journey, whatever your end desired outcome is great, but it's fitness related. And you have a mentor who's maybe someone who has gone through your journey before and talks to you frequently just to kind of like cheerlead. They support you in what you're doing. They answer questions that you might have. They cheer you on. Whereas the personal trainer that you pay is there with you at the gym, kicking your ass, telling you exactly what to do, not softening their approach because they are there to get you to your results. So that's kind of how I think about the difference between the two. Now, I would say a question that will naturally come up if you're thinking about working with a coach or a mentor is just, how do I know if I need one? Like, when is it time? And funnily enough, people have imposter syndrome about hiring coaches or working with mentors. And I personally experienced this. I definitely have had weird, intense imposter syndrome over having mentors and hiring coaches. So both of those experiences to me, in some way, shape, or form, led me to feel like, who am I? Like, ew, who am I to be hiring a coach? That's so weird. Like, I remember the first business mentorship I invested in, I was like, oh, I can't tell people that I did that. That's so weird. Like, who do I think I am hiring a business coach? Which now looking back, I'm like, that's crazy because I am literally always hiring coaches now. But in the beginning, it can feel really uncomfortable and weird. And I don't know why that is, but if you've ever felt that way, just first of all, know that you're not alone. And secondly, know that that's a perfectly normal feeling to have. When it comes down to answering the question, like, is it time for me to hire a coach or work with a mentor? How do I know? Like, what things should I be thinking about? I like to think about it basically from three different angles. So I would say if you're feeling any one of these three things, then it is probably a good idea for you to invest in a coach or find a mentor. So before I actually go into these three angles, one thing I want to say is the decision to work with a coach or a mentor is not, can I not do this thing on my own? It's usually not a matter of you will never be able to do this on your own, so you have to hire someone in order to get there. In 9 times out of 10, you are able to get the thing that you are going after on your own. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take you to get there, the sanity that you're able to maintain getting there, and also the end result that you're able to achieve on your own. So the best analogy I have for this right now is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods could have become the greatest golfer of all time without investing in any coaches or having any mentors. He physically could have done that. But because he had coaches, he got there faster. He maximized his results. He would not have won as many Masters as he did if he had not hired coaches. And he was able to maintain, at least I think, from what I know about him, maintain some semblance of his mental health in getting there because he had people helping him along the way. So it's not, can I do this thing? Yes or no. If no, then I should hire a coach, because you can do anything on your own. I just wanted to say that before I get into the three angles that I think about when it's like, okay, now it's time to work with a coach or work with a mentor. So the first one is time. If you have something that you want to achieve and you want to achieve that thing faster than you feel like you're able to do on your own, it is a good idea to look for a coach or a mentor. Whether that is landing a job faster, getting promoted faster, instead of testing all the possible ways you could go about doing these things on your own, coaches and mentors, they've already done all that testing for you, right? They've already run all the experiments. They've already gathered all the data to say, okay, of all these 5 million possible ways of going about this thing, this is the most effective or this is the fastest. So I always like to think about, my business mentor says this, coaches collapse time. It's not a matter of if you will get to your result on your own, but how much faster can you get there if you have the right coach or the right mentor? I hope you're loving today's episode. I'm interrupting for just a few seconds here. If you are actively looking for a job in customer success or plan to start looking in the near future, please listen up. Today's job market is unlike any job market you've had to navigate before. It is flooded with talented job seekers like yourself, and there just aren't enough jobs in customer success to go around. What that means for you is you must adapt your job search strategy to the current market. You'll need a plan to stand out and get interviews, and then you've got to be at the top of your game when it comes to your interview skills if you want to be the last one standing who gets the offer at the end of the day. My team and I have now helped well over 450 people land jobs in customer success, and let me tell you, you do not want to navigate this crazy job market by yourself, especially if you want to land a job quickly. Head on over to carlyagar.com/apply to inquire about one-on-one coaching. Spots fill up very quickly, so don't wait. It's totally free to apply. I will also leave the link to apply in today's show notes. Now let's get back to the episode. So that's angle number one. Angle number two to think about this from is the maximization of the result. In simpler terms, can you get the biggest or best result possible on your own? So let's just stick with jobs. Can you land a job on your own? Yes, absolutely. Can you land the highest paying job for your experience level on your own? Maybe not. So maybe you want to work with a coach or a mentor to maximize that result, to maximize your pay when you get that job offer. I know some folks have this dream of working at a company like Google. Can you land a job on your own? Yes. Can you get there quickly? Maybe. Can you maximize your result and land a job specifically at Google on your own? Maybe not. In that case, could be a good idea to work with a coach or a mentor. And then the third angle I would say to think about this from is honestly just a level of desire. And what I mean by that is, do you actually want to learn how to do this thing on your own? Do you want to put in the work that's required, put in the time that's required, the energy, the research, whatever it is? Do you actually want to do that on your own? Or do you desire more to have someone hand you the path or hand you the step-by-step? So the third thing I would say, if you're thinking about hiring a coach or working with a mentor, is what is my desire? Do I want to do this on my own or do I not want to? So just as a quick recap so far, what I would say is, if you are unsure if you should be working with a coach or a mentor for something that you are trying to achieve, think about, number one, do you want to speed up the time it takes you to get there? Do you want to maximize your result? Are you trying to work at Google? Are you trying to maximize your pay as opposed to just landing a job? And what is your desire? Do you actually want to learn and attempt to do this thing on your own? Or do you want someone to show you the ropes? Those are three really easy questions you can ask yourself to decide, yes or no, I should be looking into a coach or a mentor to help me with this thing. I want to squash a little myth right now, which is sometimes I hear from folks like, oh, I don't think I need a coach, or I don't think I need a mentor because I generally know what I should be doing. I just need like a little bit of feedback, or I just could benefit from a little bit of reassurance. You don't have to be going from 0 to 100 to hire a coach or work with a mentor. So it's not a requirement that you have zero knowledge or zero idea what you're doing, or you've made zero progress on your own. In fact, it's usually the people who are already at like a two or a three on their own that in working with a coach and a mentor are much quicker to get to that level five as opposed to starting from zero. So just because you've made a little progress on your own, or you generally know what you should be doing, that doesn't automatically rule out that you're never going to get value out of a coach or a mentor. Ooh, I just thought of another thing that I have felt personally, which is it can be really, really hard to ask for help just in general in life, but especially when it's around something that we really, really want. First of all, for some of us, it's hard to admit when we really, really want something because that makes it vulnerable, right? It's like, ooh, now people are paying attention. If I don't get this thing, am I going to look like a failure? Or am I being too dramatic and wanting this thing? Or are people judging me for wanting this thing? Whatever it is, like, first of all, it can be weird and uncomfortable to admit that you really, really want something. And it can be even more uncomfortable to admit that you need help getting that thing. And I'm not going to pretend to know why that is. I know I personally struggle with asking for help, but I did just want to call out while we're on the topic that I understand how hard it is to ask for help. It's basically like admitting that you're lacking something, which never feels good. I know personally, like I, even in the, there's a mentorship that I'm in right now for business owners. And one of the support mechanisms they offer is a Facebook group. And I see other business owners posting in that Facebook group all day, every day. Hey, can someone answer this? Hey, can I get some feedback on this? Or can someone review this thing that I made? Or can someone listen to this recording? Let me know how I did. And I have noticed that in myself, I'll go to post like a really short question and I talk myself out of it. I'm like, oh my gosh, no, why am I asking this question? Like I could totally go figure it out on my own. Or I don't need to burden someone by asking for their feedback. Like, I should just go back and like watch the lessons and figure it out myself. So I also struggle with asking for help, but just know that that's normal. And just because it feels uncomfortable to ask for help doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. In fact, if it feels uncomfortable, that probably means that you need it more than you even think that you do. Okay, now I want to kind of transition a little bit into what are some of the things that you should look for in a potential mentor or a coach? Because there is a such thing as, still a little fresh for me. There is a such thing as working with the wrong mentor or coach, which could set you back, whether that be financially, could set you back in your progress towards your goal, could set you back mentally as well. I'll just share, I last year invested in a mastermind, which is like a year-long container. And I honestly, now looking back, invested way too quickly. I did not do my due diligence. I just got distracted by shiny objects and I was like, oh my gosh, count me in. And it was no small investment. We're talking multiple figures. I'll just say, I won't say how many, but it was not a small investment. And I knew pretty quickly it was not the right investment for me. But because I have integrity, I stuck with the commitment. I tried my best to get as much value out of it as I could. And I still just feel a little bitter about it, to be totally honest. And what I wish I had thought about before investing is something that I'm going to teach you. So hopefully you can avoid this, which is you should assume that the persona that is presented online or presented, maybe it's not online, but just the first impression that you get of somebody is, it says a lot about them as a coach or as a mentor. So in my case, I felt that I invested in someone who is not really invested in my success, but was invested in having me as part of this container so that they could put it on their social media and make it look like they have this big program so that they could then attract more clients. So it just felt very fake to me. So what I will say is when you're thinking about investing in a coach or a mentor is pay attention to how they present themselves. Feeling personally connected to that person is very, very, very important. So if you don't feel like you connect to them on a personal level, if you don't like their personality or they're just not your vibe or you don't have the same values, then that's probably not going to be a good coach or mentor for you, irregardless of their expertise. So that's one thing I will say. Another thing I will say is, look for proof that people with your same problem have had it solved by this person, especially if you're investing in a coach. If you're putting money into it, this is especially important. So, like, don't hire someone who is a house painter who paints the inside of houses to paint your car, right? Make sure that they have helped other people. They have painted other cars before you hire them to paint your car. So you don't want to just see painter and say, oh, they can paint anything that I need, right? You want to make sure that they can specifically serve your use case, your problem, the thing that you're looking for. And another thing I would say, two other big things, actually, they're both equally really big. The third thing I would say is you want to look for a coach or a mentor who does not just simply know things, but has knowledge in the thing. And the way I separate this is anyone can know anything about anything if they go on Google, right? Or anyone can know anything about anything if they've done it one time. But not everyone has knowledge in things. Knowledge is, have they walked the walk from multiple angles for a long period of time in different climates with different people with different challenges? Do they deeply know and understand this thing at its core, or have they just done it one time? I've tried to really keep this episode to not be about me, but I am going to make it about me for a second, which is if the best example I can think of for this, because I can't think of an analogy right now, but so the best example I can think of for this right now is when you see, and I know there's a lot of hoopla around LinkedIn right now. It's very noisy. There's a lot of misinformation. It's unfortunate. Getting back to the example, what I wanted to say is if you see someone who landed a job in customer success and it was the first time they'd ever done that, that person knows a little about the thing that you want, right? If you're, let's say you're a career transitioner, you're transitioning into the field, they've done that thing once. So they know a little about it. I would say that that counts as knowing. Knowledge is not just limited to myself. There are definitely other coaches and people in the space. There are people in the space who probably know more about this than me. But knowledge is not only have I interviewed for many customer success roles, I've been in the role for more than 10 years. I've interviewed hundreds of people for the role. I used to design the interview processes for companies that they would then use to interview their candidates for customer success roles. I've seen the customer success job market at huge enterprises. I've seen the customer success job market from teeny tiny startups. I've seen it through COVID. I've seen it post-COVID during layoffs. So that's the best analogy I can think of knowing versus knowledge. That is so critical to investing in a coach or a mentor. And then the last thing I want to say here in assessing someone who might be a good fit for you is you have to think about your personal learning style. I have made this mistake so many times. I still kick myself for it because I'm like, I know myself. Like, I don't know why I still make this mistake. But you've got to know your learning style, especially if investing in a coach where you're joining a program. Some examples of this are if you are someone who struggles to speak up in a group environment, you probably should not join a group program. You probably need something that is more one-on-one. That will cater to your personal learning style. If you are someone who learns a lot through osmosis and loves community, you love meeting other people who are going through the same challenges as you, who are learning the same things that you're learning, then you should be looking for something with a community or some sort of group aspect. If you are, let's use a fitness example again. If you are on a fitness journey and you need accountability, so you really struggle to motivate yourself and get yourself to do the things you need to do to meet your fitness goals, then you should be looking for someone who also is going to provide you with accountability. If you have no problem showing up for yourself, you just need guidance from a different angle, then you don't necessarily need to be looking for accountability. Maybe you just need someone who's available to you when you really need them. So you really have to think about your personal learning style. How are you going to get maximum value out of working with a coach, working with a mentor, and seeking that out? If it's a mentor, I haven't really talked about mentors that much, so I'll give them some love. If you are considering working with a mentor, or I shouldn't say working with, but just like meeting with a mentor, then think about proximity, right? Maybe you really need that like in-person support. And so you should be looking for a mentor who lives close to you that you can like grab lunch with or grab dinner with every once in a while. If that doesn't matter to you, then obviously proximity is not going to be a factor in your decision because you could just meet on Zoom or on a phone call. So it's very personal, but learning style is so important. So let me recap again. some things to look for before investing in a coach or a mentor. Number one is personal connection and values. Do you actually like this person? Do you feel like you click with them? Number two, look for someone who has proof that they've solved this exact problem before. So you're not going to hire a house painter to paint your car. Number three is consider knowing versus knowledge. Have they just done this thing once and now they're trying to teach everybody else how it works? Or do they have real knowledge and expertise in the thing? And number four is learning style. What's going to work for you is not necessarily what's going to work best for the person next to you. So you should really base this decision off of yourself and what you know about yourself. I'm realizing that I'm already at 35 minutes and I wanted to keep this to 30 minutes. There's so much else I wanted to say on this topic. I have so many bullet points jotted down here on my notepad. So I have just decided, you're hearing this happen live. This is now going to be part one of a two-part series. So I will record another episode where I dive into things like how to go about finding a coach or a mentor, like what steps you should actually take to seek out these people and these resources. I will share in the next episode how to assess the potential return on your investment, whether it be time or money. So if it's a coach, then we're going to talk about the ROI of investing in a coach. And if it's a mentor, you have to also think about the ROI of your time. If you're investing time in someone, then you want to make sure you're getting out of it what you need. So we'll talk about assessing basically if it's going to be worth it for you, how to go about doing that. And I'll also talk about one of my favorite things, which is the hidden benefits of working with coaches and mentors, the things that, like I said earlier, no one really talks about. I'll leave it there for now, and I'll see you in the next episode where we do part two of should you invest in a coach or a mentor? That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you love today's episode, or if you want to continue the conversation, come hang out with me on LinkedIn. Connect with me, follow me, or message me over there. I'm at linkedin.com/in/Carly-Agar. And if you haven't already, don't forget to follow the show wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. I'll catch you next time.